some of the news. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden will be facing a skeptical American public in tonight's State of the Union address. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president goes before the nation tonight with the lowest job approval since Jimmy Carter at this point in his presidency. Only 38% of Americans approve of his performance, according to an AP-NORC poll. Mr. Biden will have his work cut out for him as a majority of voters disapprove of his handling of the economy, immigration, and crime. Plus, more than 6 in 10 Americans have serious reservations about the 81-year-old president's mental fitness. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republicans have invited guests who put a heavy focus on the nation's broken immigration system, an issue that voters say is a central concern ahead of the November election. A Texas utility is admitting a role in sparking the state's world worst wildfire.
Utility provider Xcel Energy says its facilities appear to have played a role in igniting a massive wildfire in the Texas panhandle. Xcel Energy is admitting to a role in sparking the largest blaze, but the utility is denying any negligence. One homeowner in Stinnett has already filed suit, saying that Xcel and two other utilities failed to maintain or replace a wooden pole that had snapped off of its base. Other electric utilities have been found responsible in other fires. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An investigator probing the 2022 Uvalde, Texas elementary school shooting says police made many failures in their response to the shooting. The probe by Austin-based investigator and former detective Jesse Prado for the Uvalde City Council is one of just several into the massacre that killed 19 students and two teachers. This is SRN News. A religious victory for health care providers.
A federal court in North Dakota has ruled that religious health care providers and employers are exempt from performing and paying for transgender procedures. Lawyers with Alliance Defending Freedom represented the Christian Employers Alliance in the case. The court determined that the Biden administration cannot force religious employers and healthcare providers to violate their religious beliefs by paying for and performing gender transition surgeries, procedures, counseling, and treatment. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
A Russian court has sentenced 9 Jehovah's Witnesses to lengthy prison terms after being convicted of participating in extremism. A spokesman for the religious group says the charges were brought against the men based on secret audio recordings of worship services. The men, most of whom have already spent 2 years in pretrial detention, received prison sentences ranging from 3 to 7 years. This is SRN News. There are questions about popular obesity drugs.
Millions of Americans who have used new obesity drugs like Wegovy to lose weight and improve health are wondering what happens if they stop taking them. Experts say the medications were designed and tested to be taken indefinitely to treat the disease of obesity. Some patients are experimenting with stretching out doses, taking the drugs intermittently, or stopping and starting again only if needed. Doctors warn that the symptoms typically roar back even stronger, with more food cravings, hunger, and weight regain. There's no data on the long-term effects of intermittent use. John Scott reporting.
European Union regulators want to question Apple over accusations that it blocked video game company Epic Games from setting up its own app store. It's a possible violation of digital rules that took effect in the 27-nation bloc on Thursday. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.